Late last month, President Clinton pardoned 59 people and commuted the prison sentences of three others. He plans to announce more pardons before he leaves office in 19 days. Commentator Joe Davidson says he's glad the president commuted the sentences of two women imprisoned for relatively minor crimes, but that in his next round of pardons, the president should go further.
President Clinton made a good but very limited start on putting more justice in the criminal justice system when he commuted the sentences of Dorothy Gaines and Kimba Smith. These two women are among the many in American prisons who were given big time for relatively low-level, nonviolent crimes. Mandatory minimum laws often force judges to impose overly severe sentences against their better judgment. Now, the president should move beyond the symbolic and show clemency to the legions of other convicts who are trapped by these laws. Gaines and Smith are unusual because their cases were publicized and political efforts for them never stopped. After writer Reginald Stewart wrote about Smith in Emerge magazine, she became something of a poster child for a system gone crazy. She was sentenced to almost 25 years because of her minor role in helping a drug dealer. Though she lied to authorities about her dope-dealing boyfriend and unwittingly gave dirty money to his lawyer, prosecutors acknowledged she did not use or sell drugs, nor did she benefit from the drug sales. Yet a continuing criminal enterprise law allowed her to be charged with crimes that occurred before she even met the dope dealer. The Gaines case demonstrates how a perverted drug war allows bit players in this tragedy to get more time than those in leading roles. Prosecutors made deals with much bigger drug offenders associated with Gaines and gave them all shorter sentences. Cocaine was stored in her house and she delivered a small quantity, but she had no information to offer prosecutors and was given nearly 20 years. Families Against Mandatory Minimums and the Coalition for Jubilee Clemency are among the groups calling on Clinton to extend justice to many other prisoners who were given excessive sentences. Federal officials have identified more than 400 inmates who are unable to benefit from a 1994 reform because it was not retroactive. This safety valve measure allows judges to override mandatory minimums when sentencing some nonviolent offenders who cooperated with authorities. Clinton should order the Bureau of Prisons to release all those meeting the safety valve guidelines. Pardons and commutations, however, only help individuals. Clemency does not correct an out-of-whack system. There is increasing political will to fix the injustices and place rehabilitation over punishment, which is what California's voter-approved Proposition 36 does. Cases like those of Gaines and Smith should move the nation to restructure a criminal justice system that is rife with bias and runs counter to the notions of justice that should characterize a great country.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a columnist for BET.com.